Time for a check of your closing market report here on KLGR. Well, grains, for the most part, were in the red. A few bright spots here, but very few and far between. Let's run it down. March corn closed even, rebounding from some early losses, closing still at 361.5. December new crop gave back some early losses, but still closed down a quarter cent at 393.25. Soybeans for March down 4.5 cents at 9.95¾. While the November new crop was down marginally 2.25 cents lower at 10.11¼. Not as far down as it had been earlier in the session. Soybean meal for March down $2.70 at $337.80. May down $2.40 at $341.50 a ton. Soybean oil for March down a penny at $33.07, while the May traded even at $33.28. Chicago wheat for March 5.5 cents lower at $4.51¾. New crop Chicago wheat 4.5 cents lower at $4.79. Minneapolis wheat for March 8¾ cents lower at $6.07¼, while the July was down 7.5 cents at $6.26½. Kansas wheat for March 2.5 cents lower at $4.67¼. New crop was also down 2¼ cents at $4.97½. Oats for March 4.5 cents lower at $2.65½. July oats, the only thing that traded higher today, was up a quarter cent at $2.67¾. Let's take a look at how things shook out in the Mercantile Exchange today. Down day for cattle. Live cattle for February, 97 cents lower at 123.85. April down $1.25 at 122.92. June futures down 97 cents at 115.07. Feeder cattle for March, $2.12 lower at 145.05. April down $1.95 at 145.85. Hogs were mixed, and that's not because anybody left the gates open. February lean hogs were 77 cents higher at 73.22. April futures 65 cents lower at 72.25. Let's take a look at some farm news here for you as we wrap up your closing market report. At least 28 states have now approved legislation for growing hemp in research projects and studies. Tony Finch is a certified hemp master grower from Spring Hope, North Carolina. He said that hemp is proving to be much more profitable than his traditional crop, tobacco.
I can definitely say for sure that five, six times more than any other crop that I can grow here. Especially tobacco has been king in North Carolina for many years. And tobacco's fell off tremendously in the past 3 to 5 years. And a lot of farmers are struggling right now. Hemp is showing the profit margins to be well above tobacco. And that was the main cash crop here in North Carolina for generations. Great-granddaddy and granddaddy, my dad. Oh, we took care of the families, made the money, and off of that one crop. And that's not an option anymore. And hemp is going to bring that back where the family farm can get out there and make a living and preserve the lifestyle and the way family farming ought to be.
Finch says he found that the transition from tobacco to industrial hemp was a natural one.
Here in Carolina, we're used to growing tobacco, which is very labor intensive. It's hands-on from the time you put it in the ground to the time you sell it. So we are accustomed and used to working hard with the crop and being hands-on with it to be able to get it to market.
In addition, Finch says that growing conditions in the Southeast are well suited for the up-and-coming crop.
Farming is a business, just like any other business, and I need to make a profit. And as we were mentioning earlier, the dollar per acre that I can make growing CBD hemp, far surpasses any other crop I can grow.
Finch believes that the manufacturing side of the industry will develop rapidly, encouraging the expansion of industrial hemp movement around the country. That's been a check of your closing market report here on KLGR. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5:54.